Life sometimes is full of disappointments. We've all had events come our way that just turned our world upside down. Whether if it's a death of a loved one, sometimes it seems so premature. Or if it's a financial disappointment or health. I know what it's like to sit across from the doctor and say, oh, if you'd been here 12 years earlier, this would have been different. You know, life is so full of disappointment. I feel like that when Christ sat on the hill looking out over Jerusalem and cried, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, wasn't only our sins that he was feeling, but it was also our anxieties and the miseries that come our way sometimes. That's why we can go to him when we have these things. And I know people can let us down, but you know, there's one thing. Jesus has never let me down. I've never been disappointed in what he's done for me. Praise his name. Have you ever watched the sunrise at daybreak? Or watched the moon sail across the starlit dawn? Have you noticed white clouds against the blue sky? Or seen the forest ablaze with color when autumn comes? Then you know that Christ is not a disappointment, but making worlds was only part of his great plan to save us from our sin and shame. Is the reason Jesus came. So there's no disappointments in him. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. I could no honor or wealth the Savior bring. When I cried in deep despair, he sweetly saved me. And I find no disappointments with him. Then you know that Christ is not a disappointment, but making worlds was only part of his great plan to save us from a world of shame. Is the reason Jesus came. So there's no disappointments with him. Then you know Christ is not a disappointment, but making worlds was only part of his great plan to save us from our sin and shame. Is the reason Jesus came. So there's no disappointment with him. Oh yes, in Christ, you know there's no